Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Let's welcome in our man, the professor, Jason Jones.
Baseball season. What the hell, bro?
You're wearing a Giants hat.
Man, I didn't even do nothing.
No, you did way too much.
What?
That damn Tommy Lasorda Dodgers jacket you got on.
A little chilly outside, you know, so I had to, you know.
Dude,
grab the jacket. It's all I did. I don't understand what your issue is.
Can I tell you how rich it is that you're decked out in Giants colors talking to Jason about the jacket he got on?
It's different, man.
Oh. All right. My mistake.
Yeah.
My mistake. It's different.
No explanation why. It's different, bro.
Yeah, one team is a champion and the other team is
the Giants.
They got a manager.
They did all that. They still ain't got more than the Giants in the last 10 years. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
Wait, isn't it 3-3?
Yeah,
no, they
it
only
is.
Won two.
No,
not in
no.
The last
no,
10
won,
years.
No, they've won three.
No, they only won two.
Yeah, the last 10 years, y'all won what in the last 10? One?
Yeah, y'all only won two. I don't you've know
won,
what you're talking about.
No, hold up. You've won zero in the last 10 years. It's 2025. You've won zero. So you probably shouldn't use that as your barometer,
ain't nobody,
as your example.
Ain't nobody worried about them.
Do like a Niner fan and extend. Go back. Let's go back further. Do like a normal Niner fan, Cowboy fan, and go back further.
Bro, don't be comparing me to no Cowboy fan, man. Don't do that.
Y'all just alike, just different color. Y'all really not that different.
No, we a lot different. That bum franchise can't
only
even.
Difference is they
can't even
lost
play on standalone before. Games on Sunday. Ain't done that. And I don't know how long.
The only difference is they haven't lost in a Super Bowl lately.
They got to a conference championship game. They haven't even gotten to one. I think everybody else has in the NFC. I believe that. Everybody else has before they have.
Okay, you done?
The damn Lions.
You done?
The Cardinals then got to one since the damn Cowboys.
Okay.
Well, with that said,
the Raiders have played in a conference championship game before the Cowboys have.
Okay. Outstanding.
Well, the 49ers did get a win last night, since I guess we're talking football. I'm not exactly sure what we're talking about.
Oh, boy,
I'm not either. I just think it's
rightfully so.
Rightfully
so.
You can't do that. You can't be hitting somebody in the family jewels.
In the Netherlands region is what I think Gorilla Monsoon used to refer to it as.
That was crazy.
There's cameras everywhere. You can't get away with anything.
Like, yeah, NFL Films is all over the place, zoomed in, ready to catch
like
anything.
Jamar Chase, like, I didn't spit at him. It's like in 4K.
And Jamar today was like, yeah, I was wrong.
It was like in 4K. I ain't spit.
Is there any team, like, we kind of feel like the Rams maybe have separated themselves a little bit from the rest of the teams in the league, or certainly the rest of the teams in the conference, but our belief has been, man, this whole league is wide open. The Super Bowl contenders in each conference. It's just the whole conversation is wide open.
Yeah, I think right now the Rams are a team that don't have if you're talking about like the most complete team, it's the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got all three phases of the game on lock right now, and I don't trust Philly's offense. You know, you start going. I mean, you know, the Packers can one day look great. The next time, they can lose to Cleveland. I mean, this is just. I think right now it's in the NFC. It's the Rams and everybody else right now. And then the AFC, I don't know. Yeah. Like, which Buffalo shows up? Which KC shows up? All of a sudden, Baltimore. You know, I don't. I mean, this whole thing is. I mean. Does anybody really trust Denver?
Oh, gosh, no.
Denver's got about four or five, like, come from behind crazy wins against some really bad teams.
I
think right now the Rams are the best team. And as a football fan, free agent, I may have to lean into my LA roots and, you know, say, you know, whose house? Rams house.
Hey, what the hell? Jesse, are you hearing this? What the hell is this guy talking about?
He said he's a football free agent.
He ain't damn football free agent. You're a Raider fan. You can't do that.
Not for the rest of the season. Have you watched the Raiders? Would you associate with that?
Well, I wouldn't, but you don't have a choice.
I do have a choice. The Rams are in LA.
Damien will lead you down the road of destruction.
I commend.
Don't listen to him.
I commend Jason. I commend Jason for recognizing enough is enough.
The Rams are in L.A., and I think for the rest of 2025, I shall roll with the Rams because the Raiders are an abomination and embarrassment. I mean, I can't think of enough negative words to describe what the Raiders are.
Yeah, well.
I mean, did you watch any of that game on Sunday?
Yeah, all the good Shador plays.
Both of them?
I think one was a run.
Did you watch the offensive coordinator continue to let Myles Garrett go 1-on-1?
Oh my God!
Well, I'm like, I mean, there's then when he did have time, the quarterback who flips off fans decides to overthrow the fastest guy on the team repeatedly.
Well, in fairness, they did try to have 9 people block one time, and it didn't work.
Or how about that 1/3 and long where it's like. They still have a 2-man route. No one's open, and they still give up a sack.
That's what I'm saying. They had 9 in to protect.
That was the one. Yeah, that was the one.
Still give up a sack.
I was like, what is this?
He had, what was it? What we counted, was it 4 seconds, 5 seconds?
Yeah, 4 seconds.
To throw the ball to 2 guys.
3-man rush, yeah, 9
two
protecting.
Guys, there were 2 guys on routes with like 5 DBs.
I don't know what's worse on that play. I have no idea.
There's no reason to decide. It's all bad.
At that point, I picked up my yak. Said, I can't do this anymore. Like, you wouldn't call that play on Madden.
No.
I said, this is, I'm like, they are an unserious franchise. Mm. I'm like, you fired 2 coordinators, yet your son who coaches the worst offensive line in football still has a job.
So let me ask you, Jason. Ask you too, Dame. Like, they can't go 1-and-done again, can they, as far as coaches?
They might have to.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they might
have
to.
I keep saying you have to have some continuity, but this is worse than last year. This is significantly
worse.
It's
bad.
This is worse than last year. At least with Antonio, you felt like the guys were fighting. I mean, you felt like they were trying. They just weren't good. There's been about 3 games this year where I watched them and say, these guys don't even care. I mean, the way they played in Kansas City, I mean, the game on Sunday might be one of the worst Raider games I've ever watched. And that's saying, like, they've had some bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
That might be one of the worst games I've ever watched them play. I mean... Yeah, I think Geno's going to get Ashton Jeanty killed by throwing the ball to him in the flat 12 seconds too late or whatever he does. And, I mean, you know, it's like you got Brock Bowers out there like the decoy. Like, their 2 best receivers are tight ends, and they both getting hurt. I don't know what they consider their number one wide receiver at this point. Offensive line is terrible. They don't get a pass rush. It's like Max against the world. Yeah, they're just, yeah. I can't, it's hard for me to, you know, how do you justify bringing this back? Like, what have you seen where you say, yeah, I think Pete has a plan?
Yeah, and the fact that you're firing coordinators without, you know, firing the coach of the most egregious position group that you have is probably more reason that, like, hey, Pete's got to go. Like, I get maybe Pete, I get maybe Pete can't bring himself to fire his son or whatever, but, like, whatever, it's fine. We're going to get to the end of the year, and we've got to move on from this.
Honestly, they could have kept Antonio for this.
For this, yeah, absolutely.
Could have kept Antonio, and then you start reading the things where they're like, well, some of them wanted Sam Darnold, but no, it was now you're doing the stupid finger-pointing thing. Yeah. Now, well, Tom was the one who wanted Geno Smith. It's like, I don't care who wanted who. This is offensive football. Like, it's not like offense, but offensive to watch football. I'm like, why do you keep having these terrible tackles out on the island?
Jeez. I know we were going to do a bit where you stormed off. Do you want Casey has somewhere he got to go.
Dodgers and I'll storm off.
Yeah, Casey was going to storm off on you, but he actually he's leaving us early. You know how Giants are. They just exit the party early because they.
Who the hell are you?
That's my.
They know how the night's going to end. So let's get out of here. Let's beat traffic.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. No, don't worry about it. No. Hey, you're off mic, pal. Like, go on, man. You're off mic.
Thanksgiving, you know. Yeah. Have a good, have a good holiday.
Look, he's be happy Thanksgiving and everything, man. Yeah, good.
Have some of that Dusty Baker wine. I'm sure you got a bottle of that ready.
The parallels between listening to you lay out Antonio Pierce and all of that, the parallels between the Sacramento Kings and the Las Vegas Raiders is really, really frustrating.
Yeah, but the Kings got a couple of wins, so I mean
they did. Yeah,
after that abomination in Memphis,
that was bad, man.
Yeah, yeah. That was
iconically bad.
And it was like bad on every level, just like, but hey, but like I've said before, they've got enough where they're going to win some games. Even if the talent doesn't quite fit right or whatever, they've got enough talent where they're going to win a game like they won last night, or they're going to win a game they're going to win some games. They're still probably way worse than I thought they would be, but they're not like 15-17 win in a season bad.
Yeah. And that's
they're gonna have to, because you almost gotta be intentional to be that bad. They have too much. I don't mean too much like they're gonna win 40 games, but they're not bad enough to be a 15 win team.
And that's the big difference between the biggest difference to me between when you draw the similarities between what's going on with the Raiders and what's going on with the Sacramento Kings is the Kings do have talent. The Raiders, they don't. Their two strongest pieces of talent, obviously Max Crosby, and he is alone on that defensive side of the football. But your two most talented playmakers are young guys, and none of them are at the quarterback position. You have a rookie, and then, of course, you have Brock Bowers. And the tough part about that is, and this goes back to, Casey's question about, are you going to be one and done again? It's like, yeah, because you can't continue to take years off of those guys. Like, you've got to get Ashton Jeanty going up and going as an NFL running back. Brock Bowers he's next. Like, you've had Kittle, you've had Kelce. Like, Brock Bowers is next in that position. Brock Bowers is a good football team away from being right now. Like, he is that level of playmaker, and you just can't continue to squander that. Like, you have those guys on your team. You've been squandering Max Crosby. You can't squander those guys on the offensive end. You've got to get someone in here who can come in and fix that. And you've got to have a plan, whether it's Brady, Spytek, whatever. You've got to have some foresight about how you're going to approach this thing for the next, 4 or 5 years or so.
Yeah, you got all these draft picks, you say, and you're going to have cap space and all that. What does it matter if you make terrible decisions? I mean, it doesn't even matter.
That's the Kings conversation. Exactly. What do these draft picks matter?
We got a high draft pick. So if you draft the wrong guy, who cares?
Yeah.
And that's why I've always said, give me the player, the known commodity, over a pick. The Raiders drafted a receiver in the second round and barely play him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, That's fireable. I mean, who in today's NFL drafts a guy in the second round who can't play?
Yeah, you like, can't. You can't miss in the. You can't miss in the second round. You can't miss in the first, second, or third round.
Explanation is, well, we got to compete. Season's over, Pete. Let's see if this kid can play.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't need to watch Tyler Lockett play football. No offense to Tyler Lockett, probably a wonderful guy, but what good is this doing for your future to watch Tyler Lockett get snaps and you've got these young receivers you're not playing? What good is to just keep guys on the sideline when they're not ready?
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well, the guys you got out there ain't doing anything either.
Mm-hmm. We'll get back to the Kings in a minute, but you mentioned Denver a couple of minutes ago. They're 9-2. You said you'd trust them. The fact is, like, I don't. And I think when the conversation really about these playoff teams could boil down to the quarterback. Who do you trust the most in the playoffs? What quarterback do you trust the most in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. To get you where you want to go. And that brings us to two other NFC West teams that you know very well. One, the Chargers. I don't buy the Chargers. I didn't buy the Chargers before the season. I don't buy the Chargers at 7-4. Chargers are going to be in the playoffs, and I'm not going to buy them. The one that I'm stuck on is Kansas City. Kansas City, 6-5, arguably saved their season on Sunday with that overtime win versus the Colts. And I'm struggling to figure out here 11 weeks into the season, 12 weeks into the season, what exactly they might wind up being.
Yeah, I think what happened, remember last year, last couple of years, they won all those close one-possession games. They won all of them. Now they're not winning them. They don't have a lot of margin for error. I mean, just in terms of, Kelce is not the Kelce he was, say, 4 or 5 years ago, and – I know they've addressed some of the stuff with the offensive line and all, but they just don't have a lot of margin for error.
Yeah.
And it seems like their solution is, hey, Patrick, save us. And how many, he can only do that so many times.
It's not the worst solution. That works better like in one-off games, like in the wild card or in the divisional round or whatever. It's probably not a strategy you want to ride for 18 straight weeks.
Yes, I mean, I'm having a look at the numbers now. But for a while, he was their leading rusher for a good part of the season.
Mm.
I mean, at some point, that's a lot of hits he's got to take. I know they've got some, they've got what Hunt, some other guys running the ball. But yeah, they're just. I still say I'll believe they're dead when they're dead. I can't. Mm-hmm. If they somehow get in the playoffs, I'm not going to bet against them because if say they get in and they got to go on the road to play Denver. Would anyone doubt that Casey could go in there and win that game? No.
No, not me. Not me. That's a bad defense in Denver. That is a nasty, nasty defense in Denver. But if you give me Bo Nix versus Patrick Mahomes, I know that's not how the game works, but I'd still take Patrick Mahomes and I'd still take Patrick Mahomes in that situation.
Yeah, and then you got Josh Allen who I don't know what Buffalo does week to week. Baltimore intrigues me.
Yeah, Baltimore is interesting.
Because Pittsburgh didn't bury them the way they could have in that division. Yeah, so I mean that division is just So I mean Baltimore, that could be a scary one. They could be that team that gets hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Might be the team that's hot right now.
Yeah, they are the team. Yeah. And, I mean, they might go on a run where they just, you know, they might lose maybe one, two games the rest of the way, get in the playoffs, and you know Lamar gets his postseason moment.
Yeah.
I don't trust Buffalo right now.
Me either.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said, to me right now, the best team in football is the Rams. Then after that, you got a lot of questions, you know. The Lions are up and down. The Niners are up and, you know, the Niners have had their injuries. You know, then does anyone trust Sam Darnold in a big game?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just a lot of, you know, a lot of questions right now outside of the Rams.
With, you talk about, like, you're a writer. I mean, you're a storyteller. From a storytelling perspective, I don't know that there's a better one than the Los Angeles Rams finishing with the one seed and Matthew Stafford at 37 years old winning an NFL MVP. Because I think that's the track that he's on. His numbers are his numbers are incredible. His touchdown to interception ratio is insane. And I know there'll be talk about, you know, Jonathan Taylor and the run that he's on. I don't think you could possibly do it given how bad the football team is. But Myles Garrett is having an absolutely incredible season. There will be a conversation about NFL MVP. I don't think it'll go anywhere, but the conversation will happen. Matthew Stafford, and I don't mean to dismiss it, but as like a lifetime achievement award as the best player in the league at 37 years old, that's from a storytelling perspective, that's a hell of a story.
Yeah, then he had the injury stuff he dealt with the last couple of years, and even last year, if he's good the whole year, what could they have been? Yeah, 37 years old. And they and what is it like 20 something touchdowns, no interceptions over I forgot how many games.
Yeah,
you know he's a you know they're a blocked kick or two blocked kicks away from winning at Philly. I mean they're Stafford is just that dude right now, and it makes you wonder you know how much more revered he'd be if he didn't spend all those years in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to think that team had him and Calvin Johnson. Talk about like you know fumbling the talent or mismanagement. How do you have those two guys and ever get anywhere near 0-16?
Matt Stafford has not thrown an interception since September 21st, and his season totals are 30-2.
Now, I don't think Geno threw one this last week.
That's actually a major positive. The fact that you went a single week without Geno Smith throwing an interception and the fact that he's still flipping off Raider fans is it's tough for everybody involved. It's sometimes moving on from the coach is easier than moving on from a player. But, man, if you can figure out a way to just deal with that dead cap that's going to be on your salary for the Las Vegas Raiders for Geno Smith, you've got to find a way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a such thing, like I said, I'm not a big body language guy, but if there's a thing that's like bad energy from the quarterback spot, he embodies bad energy from the quarterback spot this mm-hmm. year.
Yeah.
You know, blame me. I mean, the whole – then the Raider fans ran with that. My, if you get pulled over, you blame Geno. I mean, mm-hmm. Mike, you know, yeah. So, he, yeah, trust like Geno, trust us. You're going to get plenty of blame, you know.
Yeah. You got New York Jets, Geno Smith, and that's a – that's a tough get right there.
I'd take Jameis Winston right now.
Shout out James. He almost had it. Oh, I wanted Jameis to have that one.
Yeah, I'd take Jameis. I'd take a lot. Yeah, I'll take Mac Jones. I'll take a lot of guys right now.
Mac.
And the thing is with that is like, I don't know if he's bad because of the play calling in the line or if he's just bad. Everything is so bad there. It's kind of hard to assess why it's so bad.
Yeah.
So, because even when he has time, he's not accurate right now. Or he'll, you know, what was that clip where Peyton Manning is like, why are you making it hard? Like, you got your running back right there. Why are you throwing mm-hmm. in a double coverage?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, even Troy said on the telecast, yeah, he's had a couple of ones, you know, bounce off of a guy. He said a lot of his picks are just bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, That's okay. At least we got the NBA, you know. That guy Luka's pretty good.
We got the NBA. Yeah, Luka's not bad. The King is back. Your Lakers are one of the top teams in the league. 12-4. Are you surprised by that?
A little bit, because, you know, LeBron missed so much time. And, mm-hmm. you know, in the recent years, they've been a slow starting team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, I think Luka was like, no, we're not doing that. I think, you know, motivated Luka is a little different than Luka that got traded there.
Is
they, they lit a fire under him.
Yeah, it seems that they have. A lot of people didn't think that fire could be lit. They were like, that's just who Luka is. Yeah.
And I just think it's crazy that you could make that assessment at 25, 26.
Yeah, that's the part. That's
to give up on him at the, you know, because even without that, you know, whatever you want to call it, that fire, the guy got to the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
I mean, and for a guy who was out of shape that year, it was mm-hmm. Ant who looked tired in the conference finals, not Luka.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, you know, but. This is a, you know, weird NBA. It probably be a weird NBA season right now. OKC looks unbeatable, which means something crazy will happen at some point.
Luka's at like 34-9-9. By the way, for those that aren't aware of the numbers that Luka Doncic is putting up, like it's 34-9-9. Like they are ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, and yeah, so yeah, it's been fun to watch. You know, I try to watch a lot of different teams. So, you know, I caught part of the Phoenix game last night. I mean, mm-hmm. they're better than I thought they would be.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. That's who the Sacramento Kings play tomorrow. And when they played opening night, it was like, Phoenix isn't good. They're not good. They're not going to be good. And even when they beat Sacramento, I was like, yeah, that's not a good basketball team that beat Sacramento. And, you know, here they are, you know, 18 games into the season. Like, okay. They're definitely better than I thought they were. I don't have a full grasp of who and what they are, but they're definitely better than I thought they were.
Yeah, and then you got the Clippers who have just been, outside of James Harden.
Yeah, that's just bad.
And yeah, they just, yeah. Then, you know, Miami figures out how to, yeah, there's a whole lot going on. I mean, Detroit. I mean.
15-2, yeah. 13 yeah. straight.
Yeah, so I mean, you got a lot of different stuff going on. You know, I think by Christmas we'll have probably a better idea of everything. A lot of injuries, you know, a lot of stars out.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, so that kind of makes it kind of hard to figure out.
Milwaukee just free falling without Giannis is crazy. I mean, it's not crazy. It's on point. You think you lose Giannis Antetokounmpo, you're going to struggle. It's like they cannot play without Giannis for a single game. Much less 10, 12 days.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a crazy season. It's early, but it's been crazy. Like, mm-hmm. at one point, Wemby looked like he's the best player. Mm-hmm. Then he's out.
Yep.
You know, people are saying they had to trade De'Aaron. De'Aaron comes out, and he goes back to fourth quarter De'Aaron form. Yep. It's like, okay, that's why they have him.
Yeah.
You know,
took over.
Atlanta looks really good for a minute. Then it's Miami. There's only a few teams. I mean, I think you look at, you know, like your Charlotte, some of your teams have just been bad all the way around. You know, you got the Ja stuff going on with Clay. And so you got, yeah, drama on the court, off the court. You got coaches being indicted. I mean, the NBA has just been wild. I mean, I enjoyed the whole Ja Morant back and forth on social media about was he right? Was, you know, then Clay, like, basically coming, being like the big brother telling him, you know, basically you need to grow up and play.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been a whole, you know.
Where do you stand on Ja? What do you think about him and his act?
I think I'm all for being authentic, but I think he needs to check himself. He needs to understand how he's viewed and move differently. I think he needs to grow. I mean, you know, look, I mean, and I've heard stuff about what goes on out there with him that doesn't get reported.
Sure.
He's got to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, you know, him beefing with the coach so early into the season. I mean, he's got to grow up. And saying, well, he's just being himself. And at some point, being yourself can get you out the league. And when someone made the point that even with a torn Achilles and a torn ACL, over the same span, Clay still played more games than Ja.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
That's wild. I mean, that's just wild. And, I mean, he's got to get back on the court, and he's got to, you know, I'm not one of those. You've got to change who you are completely. But he's got to do something different.
I think one of the biggest things with him, my biggest frustration with him, or my biggest, you know, point that I use when assessing him, and like, you can go at Clay if you want to, man, but you can call him a bum. That's a pot calling the kettle black. Because when you look at when you score 27 points per game and you burst onto the scene in that playoffs, and you talking about we good in the West and all of that, you went from 27 to 26 to 24. Like, just year after year, there has been a decline in your points. There has been a decline in your production. There has been a decline in the amount of games that you play every season. You've got a lot of things to figure out as a basketball player before you go telling a Hall of Famer that he's a bum, or before you get up in your street clothes talking about guys who are on the basketball floor.
Yeah, and I mean, it hasn't been good for him since he said they were good in the West.
It's been all bad since he said that.
All went the other direction since then. And yeah, it's, I love Ja as a player, but it's just like, you gotta, yeah, he's gotta figure out how to stay healthy and just cut down on the distractions. And I don't think he's a distraction, whether he wants to admit it or not.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
he wasn't playing the other day.
Right.
Yeah, why are you a headline and you weren't even playing?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I know a lot of people in the media out there in Memphis who say, you know, he's not a bad kid and, you know, this and this, and y'all don't get him. I said, that doesn't mean he's not immature. I think people think because you criticize a player and say he needs to be more professional, you're calling him a bad person. But then again, Ja, you know, he's also the guy who had a phase of, I like to flash guns on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, I think there's at some point Ja's got to realize a lot of this stuff about him is on him. He has the ability. I mean, they were ready to anoint him the next great American player.
Facts, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they were trying to give him the crown. They were like, Zion's out of shape and hurt. You know, Tatum doesn't have the personality. We don't like Jalen because he's Millet. Whatever. Mm-hmm. They were trying to anoint him.
Yeah,
it was almost like he was like, it's kind of like what Ant was like, I don't want to be the face of the league. No, they were like, Ja, we want you to be the face. He's like, I'm cool. I'm going to go ahead and make sure I make Adam Silver mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you watched Chicago yet?
No.
Chicago is hilarious. Spend one night on League Pass watching the Chicago Bulls. They'll score 140 and lose. They're exactly like the Pacers from a couple of years ago. They're like the Kings beam team. They will score a ton of points. No clue what they're going to do on the other side of the ball. None at all. But that ball is moving.
I've seen bits and pieces of it. It's like, I saw with the game winner the other day. I'm like, yeah, they were like 5-0,
oh, yeah.
And they like five in a row. And
yep. Yeah, they've been all over the place.
Yeah, they got a little personality about them.
Yeah, they do. They're a beautiful disaster. Jay, happy Thanksgiving, man. Have a great holiday. We appreciate you as always. You look terrific. Don't let anybody change you, man.
There's only one person complaining, and he's gone.
That's right. He stormed out. Appreciate you, Jay. Thank you, brother.
All right. Take care.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.